I talk to a lot of people about money, and you would be surprised or not surprised the things that people share with me in confidence, including the fact that many, many people do not have wills, or they've got a will that was, you know, created 20 years before their children were born and they got married and whatever. It is statistically a problem. It is anecdotally a problem, and we need to move this number. So one of the things that we've done on the show is we talked about wills in all contexts and all different providers. And we're going to do that again today by focusing on a new Canadian online will service called Epilogue. The company's co-founder is Daniel Goldgut, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
You and your co-founder quit your jobs as estate lawyers and decided to start Epilogue. What were you thinking? Did you forget how expensive law school was? You got to pay that off.
No, I mean, in practice, we saw that, as you said at the beginning, this is a problem. People are just not getting their wills done. We saw the stats, as you mentioned, and anecdotally, we saw it with our friends and family, colleagues and contemporaries. Most people didn't even know where to start. And then even those that managed to start the process had trouble finishing it. So being estate planning lawyers, we knew what the work looked like on our end. And we felt like we could automate that process and simplify that process, reduce the cost, reduce the time, and empower people to finally get these things done.
You're not first. Legal wills has been around forever. Willful, not as long, but it's out there with an online offering. How would you say Epilogue differs from those other online services?
It's a really good question. I think there's a number of ways that we differ. And I think most of it comes back to the fact that my co-founder, Aaron, and I are both lawyers. And so we built this system asking ourselves at every turn, how could this go wrong for someone? And so we really built it with a almost defensive lawyer mentality to say, how do we simplify this in a way that we protect people from themselves? And so we've done that in a number of ways in the system. And without getting sort of too into the weeds, it really comes back to the fact that when we were practicing, we were drafting wills. That was a big part of my practice and a big part of Aaron's practice. We were drafting sophisticated wills for high net worth clients, and we were drafting more simple, basic wills for our, you know, our friends and family and sort of people at our stage of life. And so we took all of that knowledge and all of that experience and put that into the platform.
I assume that, like anything you're doing online, it kind of walks you through step one, step two. You're entering a whole bunch of data, information and, you know, number of kids or whatever assets you have. How long does it take?
Yeah. So on average, it takes about 20 minutes for someone to get through. I mean, we've seen it take as little as, you know, 7 minutes and someone did the entire thing on their cell phone. We've seen it take quite a bit longer as well. I think part of the time that it takes comes down to whether or not this person has spent any time thinking about some of the questions that they're about to encounter. So if you've got minor children and you've never turned your mind to who the guardian should be, when you land on that question, you might need to stop and think about it and speak to your spouse or partner and have those conversations. So sometimes the process can take a long time over a couple different sittings, and that's because you're really working through some of the issues for the first time. Or if you sat down and you already had a really good handle on what you wanted to happen, you could really navigate through it pretty quickly.
Guardianship is a huge one for those of us who are parents. What are some of the other big questions that, you know, typing in the answer might be simple, but getting to that answer could be very, very complex. It could be fraught as well.
For sure. Guardian is a huge one. I have 2.5-year-old twins, and so I know what that conversation is like and how difficult it can be. Guardianship is a huge motivator for people to get their wills done, and then also a huge roadblock. And it seems it's difficult to sort of make that decision and actually get to the end of the process. Executor is another one. So who do you want to be in charge of managing your affairs and carrying out your wishes? Sometimes that's really obvious, and sometimes it's less obvious. And so making that decision. Another one is pet guardian, which I'm not a pet owner. And so it's not one of the things that I had to make a decision about. But for a lot of people, their pets are like their kids. And so it's really important for them that they pick the right person to sort of step into that role. So
it's about $140 on your platform. Is that correct?
That's right. It's $140 to do just your will, and it's $180 to do your will with your powers of attorney.
So versus, you know, the most inexpensive lawyer version is going to be around $1,000 or so, so cheaper. But there are certain examples, I'm sure you know better than a lot of people because you used to practice in a traditional way. What are the issues in which you'd say Epilogue's not the right platform for you? Because I know as a lawyer, you need someone who's going to really talk you through that. As our listeners are thinking through their own circumstances, what are the examples of when a computer, no matter how smart it is, or a AI or a system is just simply not capable of doing what a lawyer can do?
It's a great question. And it's one that we spent a lot of time thinking about. So sort of as a starting point, our goal with Epilogue is not to replace lawyers. It's not to be the one-stop shop for all of estate planning for all Canadian adults. We think that what we've built is a really great solution for a lot of people, but certainly not for everybody. So we actually ask a few questions in our process to try to figure out if someone is right for us. So one example of that is if you have a child who's receiving government benefits in Ontario, it would be ODSP. Then if your will is drafted in a particular way, you may actually cause problems there with that child's entitlement. So it's common with a lawyer drafted will to include what's called a Henson Trust. And that's a way to sort of protect against that. So we ask that question right up front to say, if this is an issue for you, we're not the right service for you.
Right, right.
Another one like that is blended families. So if you are in a new relationship and you've got children from a previous relationship, that's a situation where you're going to want to see a lawyer and you're going to want to get your will drafted in a particular way to make sure that you balance the needs of your current spouse or partner with the needs of your children from all of your relationships. There's another situation that actually comes up often, which is if people have private companies and whether doing a will through Epilogue or an online service provider is the right thing to do. And it seems that a lot of people get the advice that says if you've got a company, you need two wills. So two wills is, it's a tax planning strategy. It's a probate planning strategy, but it doesn't mean that having one will is invalid. And so that's one of those situations where we wouldn't tell someone that they can't use our service or shouldn't use our service, right? Because of course we believe that having something is better than having nothing.
Sure.
And very often people let perfect be the enemy of good. And so they do no planning at all, right, on the basis that in 5 years, they're going to go and get the perfect, you know, dual will strategy or something like that.
Interesting. Well, Daniel, I wish you luck in this new endeavor, and I thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Daniel Goldgut is the co-founder of Epilogue. It is a Canadian online will provider, and regardless of where you go, I don't care where you go, Epilogue, legal wills, willful, a lawyer, I don't care. I just want you to have a proper will. Could you do that for me? That'd be super helpful. Thanks so much, everybody.